The title of this page is Basic Discernment Keys, Step by Step. And this opens by asking the question, is something bothering you? Be honest. We start with discernment by things that bother us in our mind. We have thoughts that trouble us, and the question is, what are the thoughts? We need to be honest about what the thoughts are, first of all. And then the second thing is, don't agree with it, or don't agree with the thought that is an evil thought within our mind. And then we're told to bind those thoughts or spirits. Well, we may wonder, what does that mean? How do you do that? Well, we don't let it work out, and don't let it speak out. So that's how we bind or tie up or stop the thoughts that are negative or evil in our mind, is don't think on it, don't give our mind to it, don't let it work through us or speak through us. Write it down. So when we go to write down the thoughts that are bothering us, here's some questions that we can ask. Who, what, when, where, and why? So if we have some thoughts troubling us, bothering us, we can start to question those thoughts and find out, you know, who is it that said something to us, or what did they do? When did this happen? Where did it happen? Why did it happen? And as we begin to question those things in our mind, we'll start to find answers. So we could ask the question, just why should we write these thoughts down? What good will it do? Well, taking notes makes you a good reporter when you talk to someone who has a gift of discernment. And writing it down helps you separate the evil spirit or the thought from you. Once it's on paper, examine the thoughts and feelings you had. What specific thoughts did you hear in your mind? What feelings were involved? And as we ask those questions, then we can begin to take notes to answer those questions. Have you felt this way before? If so, when? Again, we can make more notes. Identify the evil spirits or thoughts in the pattern. Make more notes. If we have thoughts bothering us or troubling us, then it's important that we learn to identify what those thoughts are and why they're bothering us, and then to contact someone who has been appointed to work in this gift of discernment, who can help teach us to discern these patterns in our mind and how to put a stop to those things. So we may ask, well, what does this mean to confess it to someone who has the gift of discernment? There are people in the church or in the ministry who have been appointed to work in this gift of discernment, and we can contact the pastor at the church, and he or she will appoint someone to help us with this process. So in terms of confessing, when you do talk to someone about the thoughts that are bothering you, be absolutely honest. So we want to be honest about the thoughts that we've had, and you will receive additional lines of thought, scriptures, and suggestions for phases of spirit to help you fight the evil spirit pattern in the future. And when we receive those things, then we can make more notes. So you notice that there's a lot of notes that we take, and those notes can be very helpful for us. Next, we have at the bottom here an example of an evil spirit pattern. So here's a drawing of a teeter-totter or a seesaw. And we notice here the note to the right says, inferior and superior work like a seesaw. Judging is the fulcrum that swings the evaluation one direction or the other. Comparing opens the door for the whole pattern to work. So, for example, I have a car. I am happy with my car. It's a nice car. I see that a friend has a new car. It's really nice. It's nicer than mine. This is comparing. So this is where a comparing thought begins to enter our mind. We were fine with our car until a thought enters in and says, but look at their car, theirs is newer. In fact, my car is a lot older than their car. Mine has a lot of miles and even some rust on it. That rust looks awful. What a clunker. What's the matter with me that I am driving a car like this? Notice now the thoughts are judging my car and therefore myself to be inferior. Their car is much better than my car. They are doing so much better than I am. Now we see judging their car and therefore them to be superior. I am not at all happy with my car anymore. Notice now we have a discontent thought or feeling in our mind. This is another evil spirit invited in by the above pattern of thoughts working. See how one pattern can open the door for others to work? See how evil spirits work in patterns to get the most life from us? That's why we need to work the above keys to be good soldiers in the battle against evil. So this page is just describing for us an example of how we can begin this discernment process and the kinds of things we want to look at in our mind to identify and to take steps to stop and then cast out.